The Cap and J-Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to titoshometowntales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's titoshometowntales.com.
Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Stream the show on the new ESPN Chicago app. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now, on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
We've got a huge baseball series north of the Cheddar Curtain where you're going to be my partner. The Brewers and the White Sox, I'm not going to get to pay as much attention to it as I would like. Big weekend in the family.
Well, that's why I'm going, because it's a big weekend for you and your son's getting married. So while that's happening, I'll be keeping my eyes on my White Sox going up 90 minutes to Milwaukee to check out the Saturday and Sunday games of a three-game set.
Yep, great pitching matchups, all of it. I will have an eye toward it.
Oh, no.
I didn't get asked to turn my phone in for this.
Well, it will now. Now that they're listening to the show, like, oh, we got this, we got your suits, we got the drinks, all the foods, everything set. Oh, one other thing, phone, give it to me right now. Take that.
Yeah, no shot.
Oh, well, you're going to have to figure this out because, again, your son's getting married, which is a great occasion. Congratulations.
Thank
to you.
You.
And the only reason why this is happening is because of your influence, right? I mean, the rest of the family sees how well you and Mindy are getting along. So it's like, you know what? I want to be in love like that.
Take that.
So I think that's part of it as well. So congratulations to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Nick is getting married to Maggie. Her family's all in from Seattle, so it's going to be fun. Looking forward to it.
They're all dressed in Kraken gear. That's going to be great. They're all dressed in...
Exactly.
Fresh off an expansion draft. That's how you celebrate. You get married.
100%. 100%. And you don't have to wear a suit. There's no sport coats or suits allowed.
Kraken jersey.
You know, it's interesting
it's
about...
outdoors. It'd be 90.
I've always thought about this. Now, again, when Peacock and I got married... the last act over there at the Jury Theater, the last act over there, this is the pictures of Lucille Ball and Soupy Sales as they start to yellow on the wall. You know, there's probably nothing like an outdoor wedding or a beach wedding. Mm-hmm. I've seen these pictures before, man. People just in their nice, you know, nice shirts, linen outfits, you know, in their sandals. I mean, that's got to be cool, too. I've never experienced that, but... For a second marriage, to not have to rent a suit or put your tuxedo on that you always, it'd probably be cool to just be in just a nice Tommy Bahama, nice light
outfit.
What
I'm wearing.
That's kind of cool. If it was on the beach, though.
Yeah.
Have you been to one of those, the beach weddings?
I have been to one beach wedding.
What's that like?
It was cool. It was cool. The bride wasn't in any shoes. Yeah. She was in a really short outfit-like thing because it was on the beach and the guy was in shorts.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's kind of cool.
That's different, man, than having to go and just get suited and booted and stand there and a guy's sticking pins in your ribs. Oh, God!
Yeah.
Be careful!
Yeah, exactly.
Just a minute! I mean, for me, it's like, you know, putting a tarp over Wrigley. But, I mean, but the point is, though, is that they still get it nice and... taken care of, you know.
Right. You look clean.
Yeah, at least that's the case, right?
Yeah, so Nick said to me, yeah, no suits.
Like, good.
Really? He said, you can wear shorts. It's going to be 90 degrees. We're going to be outside. He and Maggie have planned everything with my wife and her mom. And I'm just like, okay.
The last wedding you attended that we discussed on the radio was mm-hmm. Eddie Olczyk's daughter's wedding.
No, Eddie Olczyk's son.
Eddie Olczyk's son's wedding. My apologies.
Yeah.
And there was big controversy because you wore white to that wedding, which we decided was, you know, inappropriate because at a wedding, the bride is supposed to be the only one in white, all eyes on her. Will you be wearing white this weekend to the wedding? I see you're wearing all white now.
Not
so is that
white.
In preparation for the fact that you're going to take the attention away from the bride this weekend?
I will be in white pants. White pants.
Uh-huh.
With a dark Tommy Bahama shirt that I was they requested I wear.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. Yes. And I actually texted my daughter-in-law-to-be, who's awesome, mm-hmm. Maggie, and I said, hey, are you cool if I wear white pants? She goes, yeah, why wouldn't I be? Well, it's the bride's. She goes, stop, please. I'm not that person.
I see.
She's awesome.
However, now, the Eddie Olczyk's son's wedding, what time of year was that?
August.
Yeah, so it's still you were still in fashion.
Yeah, and I wore a cream-colored jacket with black...
It's black lapels. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the cream-colored jacket, no black lapels, black pants.
I see.
And there was nothing fashion faux pas about it because I checked.
Oh, you checked?
Yes.
Mr. Blackwell, who'd you talk to there?
I actually called a couple of haberdashers in the city. They said,
you're such an old man.
They said the only thing
I called a haberdasher from the 1930s.
That would be a clothier.
That's it. Haberdasher.
And they said the only thing you're not supposed to do is the women are not supposed to wear a white dress, period.
I see.
That's it.
So we just want to make sure that you're in fashion. But clearly, this is a casual wedding.
Very.
Which I love. That's outstanding.
Awesome.
Because there's so much pressure, man. It's not just necessarily the people that's in the wedding, mm-hmm. but also those that attend the wedding, because you want to make sure that you are looking good as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's always a thing, right? So at least, maybe this could be a new fashion trend, right? So I'll ask, what is your son wearing? What's his outfit?
So I helped him get his clothing for it.
Oh, no. So a hand-me-down from NBC Sports.
No.
Something from Robert Hall?
They're clothes.
This is Marshall's right here. He wore this.
No.
Trial. Did you have one of those?
That would be my dad. My late father.
Would you do that? Would you do that?
R.I.P. Dad.
Yes.
No, I took him shopping. He wanted to get some different things, and so we got... He's wearing white pants tonight to the rehearsal dinner, and then I think he's got these navy pants with this vest. He looks fly. He does.
He looks what?
Fly.
Danny, what's happening here?
You were doing so well.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know if we say fly anymore.
I can't keep up with you people.
You people?
Damn.
So I just...
he just said we were doing so I can't keep up with him.
Careful now. So it's... But it's... I mean, fly, I think it works for you. That's close enough, Danny. I mean, it's 1990, but that's close enough for Cap, isn't it? I mean...
You youngsters are... I'm trying.
Considering. So at least he's going to be looking fresh.
He will.
Yes, that's right. Or it's going to be tight.
I'm looking forward to chopping it up with some of the new relatives that I'm going to have, the Sullivans.
Can I just tell you something? Don't go in there all jive, all the stuff that you've learned from me. Don't go in there with that. Don't go in there with a George Jefferson walk and all that stuff. What up? Don't do all that. Just be Cap. Don't be coming in here with that radio stuff in there. Don't do that.
I'm the same guy off the air as I am on the air. Same guy.
Well, don't be doing all that jive talking. Is he drunk? No, that's just Cap walking around. What up? It's kind of warm in here. Someone cut the air on. Steve Martin and the Jerk. What's going on here? What's he doing? Don't do that, Cap. Just go in there straight-laced, you know, just very, very happy. You know, don't go in there with the histrionics and the nonsense.
My wife said to me this morning, she was still in bed, I'm leaving, and she said, by the way, don't forget, we have to make a toast and say some things.
Rough voice in the morning for her.
Yes, very rough.
It really is. Does she have the rough voice?
Sidebar, may I approach?
Yes. Is it about her rough voice?
Well, it's about her. So we, our son Garrett came over
mm-hmm.
with his son Ben, who is our grandson.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mindy said, hey, you want to take a walk? Garrett was working out in the house. You want to take a walk around the complex we live in?
Yeah.
It's like a mile and a half. She puts Ben in the stroller. He was born in February. Little guy. So we're walking, and one of the neighbors is looking like, what's going on? They didn't know we had a grandson. They're like, what's going on? I said, hey, how are you? The neighbor goes, I haven't seen you guys in a while. I said, yeah, this is ours. And Mindy wanted to wait till she lost the weight. And she's like, what? You guys have a baby?
We're still cranking them out.
Yes. And I said, well, we were trying, but no, not. This is our grandson. My wife's like, you got to stop.
Come on, man. Just keep it going. Keep it rolling. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still cranking them out.
That's it.
The father of our country, David Kaplan. You're Steve freaking Darby.
Number five. So, anyway, can you help me with the speech?
Yeah. I mean, I would say that there's some things that you just... First of all, the phone thing, before we even get to that. Now, if you're adding the day's events into the speech, that's a problem. Like, if I mean, you're supposed to just stay focused on Maggie and Nick, but... Knowing you, man, there's going to be some Olympic scores. There's going to be some things. Don't do that, Cap. Don't worry about what's going on with the Cubs and Sox game when you give the speech.
So don't update everyone that Simone Biles just scored a 9-9?
Yeah. I mean, you tell everybody else around here what's going on in the news because you're pretty much, you know, Cap Ticker. You just tell everyone whatever. But don't do that while you're doing the speech. Please don't do that. Just stay. Can you stay focused on them just for a second?
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
I'm concerned. So I think that the whole thing with you going to Van Gogh with the family was kind of a test. I think that she said, "Okay, let me get the phone. Let's see if you can stay focused, and let's see what happens there."
And I did.
Yes. And so maybe that was kind of a trial run to find out whether or not you can be able to keep the rig on the road when it comes to this speech, because you know you could be all over the place. Squirrel. Nick. Maggie, there's a squirrel down here. Did you hear our show the other day? I'm just telling you, we're talking about bears. Now, there's people just waiting to hear about Maggie and Nicky. You're going to be talking about the bear story. Just keep it focused. All right? I know there's no prompter for you, but just keep it focused if you can.
I will do my best. Okay. You know I like to ad-lib.
That's the problem. That's my problem. I'm hoping that don't embarrass them. This is a great opportunity for them. It's a great moment. Don't make it about you and your scoreboard.
I'm going to keep it short and to the point. Less is more. Waddle taught me that many, many years ago. Less is more.
And clearly, you haven't been listening.
No, absolutely not. So, looking forward to it. It's a blessed occasion. May they have a great life of health and happiness.
I'm so glad to be back here at the First Midwest Bank Studios because now things are opening up. As Cap and I have been broadcasting here all week, we come to find out that there's a guy there that's trying to take care of the other end of the red line because it's been a storage bin for 16 months. Have you looked in there?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
There's a fan in there. There's like there's paper.
That was the guy's condo for the last 16 months.
Some bum has been living in there. It's been boarded up, this one end of the red line. And so now since we've been down here, the guy apparently opens up the door. He's like, guess I got to fix this now. Captain J Hood are down here, and he's just going through it. It's like, oh, man, it's a dinner from 2 weeks ago. Like, there's some bum in there. So you're trying to clean it out. At least you can get to the red line. That'll be good to know from up here from State and Lake.
No
question. So things are starting to change. We're down here. The red line's opening up. Nick's getting ready. So things are starting to open up in a big way.
Here we go. All right. New NFL rule that may cause issues, big issues, in NFL locker rooms. In fact, it could be incredibly divisive. It's already started. That is next.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
So there's a new NFL rule. Hoodie and I were talking about it with Danny with Meller in the IDOT bullpen. And by the way, driving responsibly really is a matter of life or death in construction and work zones. And please look for motorcycle drivers. They're out there in the summers. Please pay attention. Learn more about all of this to keep us all safe online or through social media at lifeordeathillinois.com.
Stretch.
So I had to. I'm short. Anyway, so Roger Goodell said, I don't want to hear that you have a COVID outbreak on your team, so your game has to be moved. Mm-hmm. You will forfeit And that means to paint the picture. So my starting all-pro left tackle, Jonathan Hood, is vaccinated.
Yes.
I am the fourth receiver, the slot guy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm not getting the vaccine. And all of a sudden, I catch COVID and I cause an outbreak on our team of either contact tracing or there are people that test positive and they go, they can't play. Mm-hmm. That game is not postponed, delayed like we did a year ago when there was no vaccine. That game is a forfeit. You had a COVID outbreak. You guys are not vaccinated at 80%. That's the league rule for the whole tier one personnel, coaches, trainers, strength coaches, and players. So guess what? You don't get paid. So you're vaccinated. You're the all-pro left tackle. You're walking in that locker room. And because I refused to get the vaccine and I caused an outbreak and a forfeit, you lose your $1 million game check. That's going to be a big problem.
Kevin Seifert wrote about this on ESPN.com. As of Thursday, Goodell wrote more than 75% of NFL players were at least partially vaccinated, and more than half of the league's teams have player vaccination rates above 80%. 16 teams, Cap. 16 NFL teams have hit a vaccination rate of 85% or higher, according to a league source told to Jeremy Fowler. Now, this can cause anarchy in the locker room. Let's make sure that we bottom line this, because we know that there are some that still feel like a vaccine is not important, not important to their life. They don't feel like they should have a needle in their arm. And I know that for some, they believe that this is along political lines. It's not about, I couldn't care about what side of the aisle that you're on. I don't care. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, because this is not about politics. It's about science. It's amazing that in our society in 2021, many love to couch their comments or their conversations based on politics. It's not. It's whether or not you believe in the science or not. And so if you feel like you're not going to get vaccinated, especially in the NFL, you feel like, yeah, I don't need this, you're going to cause havoc in the locker room, because the last thing you want to do is miss a game check or cost your team a loss, a key loss, because, yeah, I just don't feel like doing it. I don't believe in it. But this is where we are now. Goodell is, with a wink and a nod, saying, you know what? It's not on me. My hands are clean. You guys handle it.
Yep. You better take care of the business in your locker room. So Michael Irvin, we talked about this the other day, came out, the Hall of Fame receiver. He said, if you're not vaccinated in an NFL locker room, you don't care about winning. Because you're putting your team at a competitive disadvantage. Then you had the city of Buffalo in Erie County, I believe it is. Mm-hmm. The Erie County commissioner came out and said, if you want to buy a ticket to a Sabres hockey or Bills game, you must prove you're vaccinated. Period. Or we're not letting you in here. Mm-hmm. That led to some of the Bills players, Cole Beasley most notably, I'm not a vaccine guy, I'm not going to get the vaccine. And that led to some of the guys on the team who are vaccinated and are considered team leaders to push back against that. That's a problem. So here is Jerry Hughes, who's a star linebacker and one of the great leaders in the sport.
Sure.
Jerry Hughes, hold on, Danny sent it to me, and I'm going to read to you what Jerry Hughes had to say. So the top he pushes back, he tweets at one of his teammates. Mm-hmm. So the top scientists in the entire world got together to figure out how to combat COVID-19. And when they came up with a vaccine, you questioned them. They are trying to save lives, and you have doubt. And so he's got an issue in his locker room, because he's got a handful of players that say, I don't want it. I'm not getting it. And you got other guys going, you cost me a game check, $1 million or whatever the number is. We're going to have real issues in here.
Yeah, it's not that, you know, it's one thing you can respect someone's opinion on COVID, but now when it comes to money, now you want to put that guy through a locker. Sorry.
Correct.
Sorry, because now you're getting into my money because of your non-belief, right? And again, this is not about blue or red. It's about what's best for your team. And again, we come to find out, Cap, we didn't know this before, there's a lot of selfish people in this country.
Yes.
There's a lot of selfish people. And there are some that will believe that, well, no matter what facts say, I believe in my own science. That's great. But what happens though when one of your teammates says, "Hey man, you're going to cost us not only a victory, but now you're getting into my money. Now I don't get a game check because of your non-belief." That's a problem.
Big problem. No man lives on an island.
No.
So,
but at the same time though, I think that we've both been on this of the same opinion is. However you feel about COVID-19, that's you. I know what's best for me. Mm-hmm. Cap knows what's best for him. I got the vaccine because I want to go back into restaurants and I want to be able to walk around without a mask. I see what the news is saying right now, but ultimately, I got to do what's best for me. The shot in the arm, two of them, was best for me.
Same here.
So, I mean, and we'll have calls. I'm sure Danny's already fielding calls of saying, well, they're making us. No one's making you do anything. But just understand that your non-belief has ramifications.
Correct. So if the forfeit occurs, this is from the NFL, Kevin Seifert's article that Hoodie just referenced. If the forfeit of an NFL game in 2021 occurs, players from both teams, will lose their game check. The team that suffered the outbreak would be responsible for any shortfall in the league's revenue sharing pool. So now the franchise got to write a multi-million dollar check and also would be credited with a loss for the purposes of playoff seeding. And the opposing team who did not cause the outbreak will be credited with a win.
Man.
How about that?
I'm trying to get paid generational wealth and I'm trying to help my team win a championship or to win games. I can't have wins pulled off the board because of your non-belief if I'm a vaccinated player. That's the response I would have for a non-vaccinated. Like, oh, well, I don't want that in my arm because of blah. Okay, so what are we going to do here? I think in every situation, Cap, it's going to be the majority of that locker room that's vaccinated and a few that are not. Similar to the Cubs scenario, right?
Correct. So you
same
have the,
thing, right?
The Cubs, same. Yeah. Cubs are at one of the eight teams, maybe down to seven now, that are not at the protocol, not at that level. So that is a problem. DeAndre Hopkins, who does not want to get the vaccine, right, star receiver with the Arizona Cardinals, tweeted that if he had to get it, it would make him question his future in the NFL. He then deleted that tweet because he got destroyed for it in his own locker room.
Question is, like, what do you mean, like, question his future?
Like, he would retire rather than get the vaccine.
Well, then, you know what? Beat it.
Right. Leave.
See ya.
Leave. You don't have to get the vaccine.
Right.
We're not telling you have
absolutely
to.
Absolutely not.
We chose to get it because we think it's the right thing to do. You don't have to. But if you want to be in that locker room and you want to be committed to that team and cash those checks, it goes with the territory. Period. And so he deleted the tweet after he got destroyed, and then he tweeted again, "By the way, I got about 9 more years in me. Y'all have a good day," with a smiley face, sunglasses.
That's more like it.
Yes. And Ezekiel Elliott, who grew up in a family, I believe they were Christian Scientists.
Mm-hmm.
They don't believe in modern medicine and all of it. Now, he had surgeries because he's a football player. He said, "I'm committed to the Dallas Cowboys. They committed to me. They're paying me. I'm getting the vaccine." Even though his family that he grew up in doesn't subscribe to that philosophy.
Right.
That's their religious beliefs. I get it. In that room to cash those checks, he said, "I'm getting it." And he did.
The other thing is,
I hear the Bears are close.
Well, that's good.
To the protocol.
Well, that's good. It's very simple. And I know that common sense is not common, as grandma used to say, for some, right? But, Cap, if I'm reading about it and educating myself and it increases my chances to be able to live some normalcy, I'm definitely doing that as a player. Mm-hmm. I also don't want to be the scarlet letter of everyone's vaccinated except me, and then all of a sudden I get sick and I can infect other people. Mm-hmm. As you well know, our own ESPN 1000's Jay Williams, vaccinated and has COVID symptoms again.
Mm-hmm.
After. So, I mean, it's a slippery slope. It's not an exact science, but the one thing is that I want to increase my chances not to get someone sick if I can, if I'm a player.
Correct.
Because I'm around my teammates all the time. We're grabbing each other. We're touching. You know, we're encouraging one another. And usually, especially with football, it's always with the hand, right? It's always the human touch. Patting a guy on the ass and like, rubbing his shoulders like, you know, it's going to be okay. And always getting in close with players. Well, you know, I don't want to get someone else sick, right? And so I got to do this to make sure I'm not getting someone else sick.
Correct. Because you could be asymptomatic,
right?
Go by someone who's immunocompromised, and you could kill them. No man lives on an island. But we'll see what happens. What Leonard Fournette tweeted, vaccine, I can't do it. Got destroyed. Now has deleted the tweet and reportedly might go get the vaccine.
He doesn't. These people do not have to delete their tweets.
Right. Stand by what you believe.
That's the thing. Like, if you're so emboldened to put this out on social media, there's going to be a percentage of people that's going to back you, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So keep it up there and then learn from it. Either you stand by your statement, but don't say, screw the vaccine, and then, like, oh, all this peer pressure. All these people say, okay, then which side of the aisle are you on? Are you on the side that says, I'm going to have the vaccine or not? If you are someone that doesn't believe that you want to have it, then stand by it.
Agreed.
That's okay. All right. And you have a right to change your mind.
No question. All right, today is Free Ticket Friday. I was tweeting about that. We talked about it in our Instagram. Free Ticket Friday means at 45 past the hour on our show, Cap J. Hood, Carmen and Yurko, Waddle and Sylvie, 45 past every hour in those shows, we are giving away free White Sox tickets for the Indians series. And the White Sox are rolling. These tickets, they had a great crowd the other night. These tickets are great seats. They're hard to come by. So we will be giving them away. So make sure you're listening. 7:45, 8:45, 9:45 on this show and throughout the day. And we'll be giving those tickets away. Free Ticket Friday right here on ESPN 1000, your home for White Sox baseball. 312-332-3776. If you have a comment, question, thought about the topic, and the Bears tweeted something out that really infuriated Jeff Meller. It ticked him off. Next.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
Rolling on at 7:37. The great city of Chicago on a Free Ticket Friday again. 45 past the hour on this show. Carmen Yurk, Waddle Sylvie on your home for Chicago White Sox baseball.
And we're also keeping our eyes on the Olympics as the introductions are taking place. They've been rolling out there with all the flags and the introductions since 6 this morning.
Yep.
Senegal being introduced right now. All the bright colors. You know, yep. I like the opening ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
It's countries I don't know.
Yeah.
That I'm learning.
Like, oh, they have a team.
The best is when you see a country that only has like 4 people participating in the Olympics. So they walk out, they've got the flag bearer, and then they have like 3 people behind them. And I always look at those countries and say to myself, I guarantee I could make the Olympics in some sport in that country. I promise I could.
There is Danny Zetterman representing Senegal. Yes.
That would be a tough sell.
That would be a tough sell.
Why?
Oh, I mean, it's... And there's St. Kitts. Ah, we got to go there
Kitts
one day.
And Nevis.
Is that one person? Or they have one athlete, right?
Or... Now, you ever been to St. Kitts? They got plenty of athletes there, okay?
But it literally looks... I think Meller's right. There were 2 people walking. See, I promise you, the 4 of us could make the Olympics at that country at something.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
There's a lot of, there's a lot of athletes there. They're just not represented in the Olympics.
There is the Olympian, the power lifter for St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and I walk in, and people are like, that guy got no chance.
Oh, God! I just love the colors, man. And now we're getting to the tropical islands. Like, okay, got to visit those places. And, you know, I'm a longtime St. Martin guy and first-time caller. I love St. Martin.
My brother's been there. I haven't. I was just in St. Lucia before the pandemic.
Beautiful, man.
It's awesome. Absolutely awesome.
I get an antenna and set up a radio
station. They
have
2 athletes. 2 for St. Lucia.
Again, relatively speed. There's 2 that arrived, but there's plenty on the island.
No question.
Plenty.
Well, you know who's got to be really upset? Do you, if they're even watching this, did you see the story about the Polish swim team?
Why did I think I saw that? I read that.
So six members of Poland had to be sent home because of an administration error. They're only allowed 17 athletes on their swim team, and apparently they submitted 23. So six people who thought they were going to be participating in the Olympics from Poland. You can write your own joke.
I was going to wait for your joke off the air on
I'm not going there.
It's either you or Yurk.
An administrational error caused six athletes who were expecting to compete in the Olympics from Poland, dedicating, like, think about that, 5-8 years of your life, your whole lifetime. And six of them had to go home because of an administration error.
Who was doing the administrative work? Dale Talon?
Oh!
Wow.
Here's a draw.
Maybe Stan Bowman.
All right.
That's the least of their concerns.
You were saying.
So there was a tweet sent out by the Chicago Bears that triggered Jeff Mellor.
Always.
Jeff, why were you so triggered by something they tweeted?
Danny, do you want to set it up? Because this came to my attention this morning.
Okay, so the Bears tweeted out, these four will combine for blank sacks this season. These four will combine for blank sacks this season. I saw the tweet and I thought it was something interesting we should talk about. The four players in the tweet are Khalil Mack. Mm-hmm. Sure, of course he belongs there. Mm-hmm. Roquan Smith. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Akeem Hicks and Bilal Nichols.
And so they chose four Bears to put on this list, obviously, because they can only put four photos on Twitter, on social media. So those were the four they selected. And I immediately asked the question, why is Roquan Smith on this? Where is Robert Quinn?
Correct. There's no Eddie Goldman.
Which is fine. We don't expect Eddie Goldman to be on. If you can only pick four Bears.
We don't even know if he's going to really show up until he does.
Yeah, and that's understandable. I can understand why they would maybe distance themselves right now from putting him in social media posts. Because, like Danny just said, it's kind of vague as to whether or not they can count on him this season. But to not have Robert Quinn, who, look, I understand he was a huge disappointment last season. Had two sacks, right? But they spent a lot of money on Robert Quinn, who was coming off an 11.5 sack season. And in a simple social media post, you put Roquan Smith, who's a middle linebacker. He had four sacks last year. I love Roquan Smith. I can make the argument that as good as Khalil Mack is, Roquan Smith may this season be a better player at his position. But Robert Quinn needs to be on this. If Roquan Smith is out sacking Robert Quinn this season.
Well, then Robert Quinn officially goes down as a bust.
And things have gone sideways for the Bears defense if they're going to be a competitive unit this year.
So how many sacks do you believe that Roquan Smith will have this year? This is not really his position, but do you think he'll get some kind of coverage sack? One or two?
So I'm going to say he has two sacks.
Listen, they may blitz him. He had four last year.
Yeah.
But that's probably the upper echelons of what you're going to expect from a middle linebacker who excels in coverage in the modern NFL.
And is awesome against the run.
Well, Jeff, maybe this is a shot at Quinn.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
Like, if this isn't QB1 bad in terms of social media tweets, but we should maybe start compiling a list of bad tweets by Bears social media right now.
Yeah, because from what I've learned, QB1, when they told Nagy about it, he's like, we did what? We did what? Ryan Pace apparently did not know. The head of media relations did not know. Mm-hmm. So they got this rogue social media person that puts QB1 out there. Everyone's like, what? Yep. Why?
And fine, maybe you want Roquan Smith on that post because he's the, you know, one of the faces of the defense. I can understand that argument, but why is Robert Quinn not on there instead of then Bilal Nichols? Am I irrational here, guys?
You're always irrational when it comes to these things on Twitter because it doesn't make sense.
But let's not participate in the dumbing down of fans. Robert Quinn, if this team is going to be a good unit defensively, Robert Quinn is probably going to have to be an impactful player this season.
I agree.
He better be.
I mean, when we're talking sacks, it's Mac and Quinn. That's my hope as a Bears fan.
Yeah. But I think also from the young social media person looked at the number of sacks with Quinn and they're like, oh, God, we're not going to add him to the list. We'll add Roquan Smith. Now, again, I think we know football well enough to know that Quinn's got to be part of this foursome. But again, we're talking about young people that are looking at stats. That's what it was, Mellor. I mean, again, common
sense.
Yeah,
you're right. Two sacks for Quinn last year.
That, but you know, some 19, 20-year-old was looking at it as like, I can't put Quinn in there. Probably even know what position he plays. He just looked at numbers. She looked at numbers.
Right. I think you're absolutely right. But then why didn't that occurred to me, why didn't Mario Edwards Jr. then get posted? Because he was amongst the top four sack artists on the Bears last season.
Because it's dumb.
White Sox! White Sox!
Whoa!
Go, go, White Sox! Let's
go, go. So how many sacks will those four combine for? We'll discuss the bad question and get to your calls, Tom and Justin and all of you. But we need the 10th call. 312-332-3776. It's a free ticket Friday! All day on ESPN 1000 at 45 past every hour. You want to go see the best team in the American League? A team that could win the World Series?
Yes.
We got you covered right now. 312-332-3776. That question will be entertained, and I have a question for Hoodie. All of it. Next.
Stop dancing around the table, Freddy. There you go. The White Sox.
Take that. This hour brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. Through life's ups and downs and for all the journeys ahead, you know what to bring, the card you can count on. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. Through it all.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
Our new morning show. This is Cap and Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Woody and I are watching the intros, the opening ceremony for the Olympics.
Yeah.
Turkmenistan, they had a guy built like me walk in.
Oh, he looks like a real athlete.
Yeah.
Not.
Weightlifter.
And now Tonga. And that guy's going to go viral because he is just jacked.
Not just that.
They're wearing...
Not just that.
He's shirtless.
Not just that.
They wet them down before they come in so he can... his body's shining.
He's got pro wrestler oil on.
Yes.
He's got the body oil on. Like from the Isle of Tonga, they oil their athletes down. Shirtless, walking in like a pro wrestler.
Correct.
Hoodie, that's straight out of the ADO stereotype playbook for WWE. It is straight out of that playbook.
I mean, that is something, man. He is oiled up. I didn't know they had strip clubs as a sport.
Like
in
he
the
looks
Olympics.
Like a Chippendale.
He really did. I mean, oiled up, WWE. Oiled up guy from the Isle of Tonga.
By the way,
outstanding.
Congratulations to Scott Illingworth of Sugar Grove. He just won a pair of tickets to go see the first place White Sox.
The Illingworths, we have to go out with them today. You know we have to wear formal wear. They like their fish a certain way, the Illingworths of Sugar Grove. Mindy, we're going out with the Illingworths. Oh, God.
Take that.
Put on your good stuff and take their china. They're made of money. Hello.
Anyway.
Take that.
Take that. Enjoy the game. Another pair of ducats will be given away at 8:45 on our free ticket Friday here on the home of the White Sox.
Back to the phone lines we go.
White Sox and Brewers tonight. That's going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, back to the phones. Tom is in Oak Lawn, and he is a P1 of this show. Hey, Tom, what's going on, Sparkles?
Man, just my luck. I'm on hold when you guys are giving away the White Sox tickets. I mean, I'm sure that Illingworth, he probably could have afforded to buy them. You know, you guys didn't have to give him the free tickets. Come on.
There's other 45s in the clock, Tom. You could always get in. We'll see how much you in.
But regarding the whole COVID-19 vaccine and I'm not going to be one to say that people should or shouldn't. I'm not going to get all that. I got vaccinated myself just because of the security, and I felt that it was best for me. But mm-hmm. I can understand some people. I've heard of some people who have, like, either know or have relatives who say, hey, they're in such bad shape that it actually could be more harmful for them to have the vaccine than not. But I believe it was the great broadcasting legend Tom Waddle who said yesterday, when you have these athletes that are willing to put nerve blockers or whatever type of supplements in their body so then they can rehab quicker and such and get out on the field and do whatever, and they really don't know what they're putting in their body that way. All they know is that it gets them on the field quicker. How is that different from getting the COVID-19 vaccine? I mean, it's the same sort of deal where you don't know... you don't know what's in your what they're putting in your body and such that way.
Well,
but I mean, it could be it's almost the same thing. It could be, when you think of the other stuff. So
well, let's address it, Tom. We appreciate the phone call.
Appreciate you.
So, again, I know people want to hear what they want to hear, and I couldn't care less either way. But my point is though, and Cap is along these same lines as well. Is that you can do whatever you want with your life.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about it from a sports standpoint where NFL players are feeling like any other citizen, maybe I shouldn't have the vaccine. Well, if you're not at a certain threshold, you're affecting the team, your teammates, and their money.
Correct.
And I'm just telling you that there's going to be ramifications and there's going to be a divide in the locker room if there's a certain amount of guys in a locker room that can't get over that 80 to 85% threshold.
Well, I said to you in our meeting... What if you're like a swing tackle, like the 47th man on the roster?
Right.
And you decide you're not going to get it. And you cause a game to be forfeited. And Khalil Mack, who, let's say he is vaccinated.
Yeah.
Goes, dude, you're the 47th man on the roster. You just caused us to forfeit a game. And you're messing with my money.
Just telling you.
You don't think there's going to be an issue in that locker room? I would love to hear from someone on the other side who feels like the player shouldn't. Because that's fine. Don't get... We're not telling you they should hold you down and make you get it.
No, people don't hear that, though, Cap. They don't hear that. All they hear is, Biden's making me put a needle in my arm. That's all they hear. And that's not even what we're saying. But
correct.
You hear what you want to hear. I couldn't care less, as I mentioned.
Correct.
I know what's best for me. You know what's best for you. I'm just telling you that this is not the passive-aggressive, you know, your baseball players or some of the other sports where it's like, well, you don't get the vaccine. It's okay. We just don't. No, man. In the NFL, that testosterone, that rumbles in there, man.
Big time.
That's a different animal, the NFL player, the football player.
Yes.
You want to do that with them? Go ahead.
Good luck to you. Because everyone out there who has never played in the NFL, you and I haven't, we've covered the locker room.
Yeah.
You do not want to go into that locker room and be the cause of a team forfeiting a game and causing guys to miss their game checks?
Hold on. I missed $200,000 because you won't get a vaccine? That is going to be a problem.
Big. Okay. Big. So, we'll see. 312-332-3776. Shot or no shot in your calls in 2 minutes.
Take that.